The South Korean cultural phenomenon K-pop gets the Broadway treatment when a new musical, simply called K-pop, opens this week. Reporter Jeff London spoke with the creators of the show.
Shortly after the start of K-pop, the audience is immersed in a high-energy performance of a song called This Is My Korea. A girl group with five singers comes on stage to an electronic accompaniment and first sings in Korean. Swaying their arms and hips and wearing colorful short skirts, the singers switch over to English, like in many K-pop songs. It's my story and I'm writing it in my own style, like if you like it. Then a boy band with nine singers comes on, doing the same material but with macho, smoldering movements. My story and I'm writing it in my own style, like if you like it. And then they all sing together. Even though K-pop is an unconventional musical, there are no traditional solos or duets where characters sing their emotions, director Teddy Bergman says This Is My Korea functions like an old-fashioned Broadway opening number.
There are many ways in which that song is like our version of tradition. From Fiddler. Like, it introduces a set of a kind of big thematic banner for the evening.
K-pop is a kind of MTV behind the music story about a fictional Korean label presenting a concert in New York City. Between the dynamic performances of spot-on songs in different styles with outrageous costumes, the audience gets a glimpse inside the pressure cooker K-pop factory, where performers are driven to perfection, often at personal sacrifice.
What I was really interested in going into this was the psychology behind an international star.
Korean-born author Jason Kim has written the show's script, which he says takes some tropes from Korean television melodramas.
What do people like BTS, what do people, CL, what does she think when she gets up in the morning, and what is her day today, and what is it like before she goes on stage, and what does she think of her stage performance, and how does it affect her relationships, and et cetera, et cetera.
The show has several performers who are actual K-pop idols, including Luna, who plays the show's star, Mui. Luna has also appeared in musicals like Legally Blonde in Korea. Director Teddy Bergman says she brings authenticity and vulnerability to the show.
She's one of those people who has that very rare gift, I think, of being almost like transparent on stage. Like, you can just read everything that's going on with her effortlessly, and as a singer and dancer, she's just virtuosic.
One of the show's songwriters is Helen Park, who was born in South Korea and loved K-pop as she was growing up. She's the first Asian woman songwriter on Broadway and has created all the electronic backing tracks, which a small offstage band plays along with. Park says the score reflects the wide variety of K-pop styles.
Every musical moment, I think, is kind of different from each other. And we have ballads, we have reggaeton, we have new disco, we've got like progressive house, we've got everything in the pop medium.
As catchy as the music is, Max Vernon, who has co-written the score with Park, says the authors have tried to make the songs reflect the emotional states of the characters on stage. One song, called Wind Up Doll, is performed by Mui after she's rehearsed with an abusive choreographer.
That song is so sparkly, it's so effervescent, it puts a smile on your face, and it is like this narrative of like a doll that you buy that is full of joy and full of life. But if you actually listen to the lyrics, they're pretty sinister. You know, it's like, you push the gear, touch me that way. You wind me up like clockwork and down, babe. Gonna be your toy if you wanna play. So pick me up the shelf and take me away. I wanted to make you happy.
At times, the audience at K-pop behaves as though it was at a concert, not a Broadway show. People whoop and cheer and move along to the music, says Helen Park.
K-pop as a genre and K-pop as a phenomenon, I think, is so welcoming. It's inclusive, it's inviting.
And fans of K-pop music learn the dances from videos, then post their own versions on social media. Choreographer Jennifer Weber says some of the musical's fans are already doing the same.
It's been so cool to see that in our audience, like to watch people already starting to do dance covers of things and to like become fans of the groups themselves.
In K-pop, the musical, life is imitating art, is imitating life. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.